Strange Candy by Laurel K. Hamilton. This one is for all those editors who took a chance on me when I was an unknown, to everyone who bought my stories when putting my name on the front of their magazine or in their anthology didn't guarantee them more sales. Thanks for taking a chance on me. Introduction. Welcome to the parts of my imagination that do not get much play at book length. Some people see short stories as a way to further their book career. The last story, The Girl Who Was Infatuated with Death, was commissioned by my publisher for a collection of pieces with other of their supernatural writers. So I guess that one was designed to further my reading audience and these of the other writers with me in the anthology. But as for the rest of the stories, these are ideas I was compelled to write by nothing but my sometime peculiar imagination and a desire to play. Short stories for me are like vacations. You know, those trips you take to new places to do things you don't normally get to do in your workaday life. These stories, with a few exceptions, are worlds where most of you have never been with me. Several of these are set in the same world as my first book, Nightseer. So for those of you who keep writing in or asking at signings, when will I finish that series, here are at least a few more pieces of that world, though with different characters and countries. I thought once I would write only heroic fantasy, like a mix of Tolkien and Robert E. Howard. But the bottom fell out of the heroic fantasy market, and I was left scrambling to find a vision that the publishers would buy. I had a few stories that were different, set in modern day with fantastic elements. One was the first Anita Blake short story, Those Who Seek Forgiveness. Another was Edge of the Sea, which is still an idea that intrigues me.